Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our special look at today's WASDE report. Let's look at how the numbers shook out this morning at 11 o'clock. April 2015 U.S. ending stocks for 14-15 looked like this. For corn, 1.827 billion bushels versus the average trade guess of 1.854. Soybeans, the trade hit it right on the nose at 370 million bushels. And then wheat, 684 million bushels versus the average trade guess of 692 million bushels. Here's some of the key numbers on the world production report side. For soybeans, Argentina came in at 57 million metric tons versus 56 last month. Brazil soybeans remaining unchanged at 94.5 million metric tons. Corn, Argentina had some improvement there as well, with 24 million metric tons versus 23.5 million last month. And Brazil corn remained the same at 75 million metric tons. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 552, down 9.25. Soft May wheat, 520.5, down 5.75. May corn, 378, down 1.25. July, 385.75, down 1.5. December, 403, down 1.75. May soybeans, 955.25. Now 55 even, down 16.5. July, 959.5, down 17. November, 947.25, down 13.25. May soybean meals, 313.30, down 6.60. May soybean oil, 30.80, down 15 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the April WASDE and all things future is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, morning, afternoon. It's after the report. It looked for a while there, Dan, like the bulls really wanted to test the downward limit of the soybeans, but it kind of ran out of steam.
Well, you know, like I mentioned earlier this morning, all USDA was trying to do today was reflect or to blend in their March 1 stocks numbers into the supply-demand table. And you can see that they've taken a very modest approach, at least initially here. And that may continue until we really get a good number out of the June 1st stocks number. But that's not going to be released until June 30th. And by then, old crop will probably be old news and will be all focused on new. But, the March 1 numbers, and of course this depends upon which economist you want to talk to, when you look at that corn stocks number, right away jumps out at you is that implied that feed usage that could be as low as 5 billion bushels versus 5.3. Now, I understand that livestock numbers are rationing up, and we may not be in a total historical situation, at least compared to the last 4 or 5 years, and we may end up feeding more corn in the last half of the marketing year than what we normally would have on an average, so-called average seasonal year. But the trade still feels that there's still some more downward adjustments in feed usage, even though USDA just took 50. One could maybe split the difference and say maybe it's going to be 150 million drop at the end of the day. Maybe we'll end up feeding 51.50, but we're really not going to know that until we get into June. On the soybeans, the stocks number implies that carry out could be 50 million bushels less. It basically says that USJ is understating production, but USJ chose to go very modest increased usage. I think residual use like 10 million, bumped up imports like 5 million. So then the Indy stocks only dropped down, you know, to 370, where, you know, there was, you could, you know, over time take it down lower, but you'll have to see. And I think what USA did today was just slowly incorporate their March 1 data into the flyman tables, and then, you know, they'll be looking at other things as we go down the road, whether or not they need to change them, and they're most likely going to get changed in the July report.
The Bears really want to break that November chart. I mean, it's now approaching four times down at the 937 level for the November daily chart. But it does appear that there's really nothing in there fundamentally that would do that, at least right now.
Well, I mean, if you draw your trend lines, the November soybean chart basically is in a downtrend, basically, since it made its late December high. You know, it was just a week ago we made a new low for the marketing year at 933. But then we turned around and reversed higher on that stocks report. But so that, I don't know if you want to really count that as a real low. A lot of times I'll just use closes on a chart that'll maybe give you a little better picture of the overall trend rather than some of this rattiness that we see during the intraday trading. But they try to break them real hard. But, I mean, you remember, they got to keep in mind we haven't got the bean crop planted this year. And I know it's looking like we're going to have probably more bean acres than what the intentions report says, but we haven't got a corn crop planted either. So I think it's mostly a ratty sideways affair until we get further down the road and the picture begins to clear up that, yes, we're going to have less corn acres. Yes, we're going to have more bean acres, and yes, things ain't off to a real good start, and we'll have to go from there. But the thing that we have here is, you know, commodities are supply-driven, and since we have adequate supplies of both old and new, it's very difficult to get the market excited about anything until you get further down the road, like these planting delays and off to a rough start maybe in the southern growing region. The trade really doesn't take all that stuff into account until you kind of get into middle May, and that's when they kind of size up overall crop prospects. You know, what was planted, how did it go in the ground, what kind of crop conditions we're getting throughout the Corn Belt, and then it'll decide whether or not it needs to put a premium on the market going into the critical growing season of June and July and August, or maybe we don't need to put a premium in the market, and the market just kind of tracks sideways until we get into some weather adversities that show up once in a while during the summertime.
We certainly do have to keep an eye on the weather because at least the start of the season has been pretty wet.
Yeah, we do have, there are going to be some problems, you know, in that Ohio River Valley, maybe down into the Delta, and things ain't getting off to a real good start. We're not going to have any early corn. I mean, any of the end users, exporters, processing companies, that we're planning on picking up some early corn, that doesn't look like that's going to be the case this year. So they're going to have to continue to try to pull old crop inventory into the marketplace because the new crop inventory is just not going to be available early this year, which has been something different from the last couple of years. And so that may hold old crop prices up a little higher than what people would have thought maybe 30 or 60 days ago.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat is 5 52 3/4, down 8.5. Soft May, 521 1/4, down 5. May corn, 378, down 1.25, now down 1. July, 385 3/4, down 1.5. December, 403 1/4, down 1.5. May soybeans, 954, down 17.5. And November, 946 1/2, and they are down 14. This is Dave Dickey.
Funding for here.